for it. You see it in front of you, ready for you, but it's not ready yet. You need to get it nice and hot first. First, you need to take that knife and start to slowly cut that bread back and forth, slowly, pushing down and giving that perfect pressure. Not too hard, though. You don't want to ruin the slice now, do we? Just listen to the serrations cut into that soft loaf of bread. Isn't that sound wonderful? And now you have that slice all nice and laid down for you. But you know where this is going, right? You can't just ravage this poor slice raw. You need to get it nice and hot. Take it into your hand and take it over to that toaster and line it up right above that opening and insert it into that slit. There you go. Now take that finger and push down that lever and just, yeah, all the way inside now. Oh, you love it how it gets so hot, don't you? And the anticipation, you can hardly wait to have it all hot inside your mouth. But you have to be patient, waiting for it to get all golden brown and crispy. Your mouth is watering, isn't it? So hungry for it, wanting to bite into that crunchy toast. Fuck, it's going to be amazing, isn't it? Oh, there it is. It's just popped up and ready for you. Pull it out. Be careful and don't burn your fingers on that hot and sexy toast. Do it slow, though. We're almost ready. Put that gorgeous piece of toast on that plate there. Doesn't it look amazing? Just laid out all slutty and ready for you to eat. I know you want to cover that toast with that thick, creamy stuff. Get your butter knife and push it through that butter. And take that knife and drag it back and forth, absolutely covering that toast. Keep going. It's almost done. Look at it just melt in. Oh, fuck. It looks tasty. You've been so good and patient, haven't you? Why don't you go ahead and put it into your mouth? Damn,